Hello, thank you for calling the NEC Helpline. My name is Harold. Am I speaking with Sia Kiva?
No, Harold, but yes, I have her on the line. I was hoping you could help her out.
Yes, I can. Thank you. Hello, Sia Kiva. How are you?
I'm fine.
Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yeah,
Oh,
Shakiva.
Sakiva. My name is
Yes.
Harold, and I'll be able to assist you further. I do just want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. And I do want to
Okay.
ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file that claim or no?
I know.
No. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with NEC?
I'm my son.
Your son, I'm sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's bad.
Can I ask you, how many weeks pregnant were you when you gave birth?
32.
32 weeks. And how much did your son weigh at birth?
I'm 4 pounds and 1 ounce.
4 pounds, 1 ounce. And when is his date of birth?
11/29/16.
16. And when was he diagnosed with NEC?
He was diagnosed, I think it was the 3rd week of December of 2016.
Third week of
And then they
December.
did a surgery like right then and there too.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Was he in the NICU?
Yeah.
He was. Was he fed the Enfamil or the Similac while he was in?
He was felt the what is it, the neonatal or Similac NeoSure?
Okay,
Yeah,
the
Similac
Similac
NeoSure.
NeoSure. Okay.
I stopped using that immediately, so
When did you
yeah, that's
stop?
what it was.
When did you guys stop using
I think it was like 15 days or something afterwards is when we started noticing all the stuff was going wrong, something like that.
Wow. And so 15 days after you guys kind of stopped.
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to do.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents relating to NEC?
No.
Okay. So you have not signed any documents, correct?
They said I spoke with someone yesterday. I think it's from your department. Was it you, Jonathan? Yeah, just what you had me sign. That's it.
Gotcha. So this is my first time actually speaking with you. Let me ask you, did they have you sign something in order to speak to me?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. I know exactly what that is. No worries.
Okay, I was like, oh, well, I was getting scared. I was like, wait a
And
minute, I don't
then
know how to explain it to
no
him.
worries. I know exactly what that is. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. But besides that, you haven't actually spoke to anyone who kind of gave you.
No.
Okay. All righty. All righty. Your
Okay.
son, does he have any ongoing issues such as ongoing gastrointestinal issues, intestinal perforation, any
Yeah,
scarring?
he got stomach pain, and then he like green vomiting, bloody stools, and he had like breathing issues, but he still got that like really bad.
Okay.
So those are like the symptoms that started it off.
Does he have
And the doctor
anything?
did like, well, I was gonna say the doctor did stuff like abdominal X-rays and blood tests and stool tests. He did that like the 2nd, 3rd week of December, something like that.
Did he ever have any intestinal surgeries, a laparotomy or anything like that?
He did have surgery, and I'm trying to think what it was, the exact word that they used. I know the surgery was for, let me think, what's the name? I just know that what they did with the surgery is they cut the stomach and they removed the dead tissues from inside of the intestines and then removed like the rest of the formula fed stuff that was in the system or
Gotcha.
whatever. So I don't know how to legally, medically put that right.
No worries. Do you know if that left any type of scarring or a hole in his intestines?
I don't think so. I won't
Okay.
say, I can't be certain, but they haven't said it's something there that's going to be,
Gotcha.
like a hole right there forever and that kind of stuff.
But he does have some ongoing gastrointestinal issues or some bowels.
Yes.
Okay. And then
Yes. Yes,
he
still
was
here.
diagnosed, you said, on the 16th of December, is that right?
No, he was diagnosed like the third
The
week of
third week
December.
of December. Gotcha. Okay. So that would be around, yeah, around the sixth, so the 16th through the 20th.
Yeah.
Sometime in that time frame, would you
Yeah,
have?
because he was born early. He was supposed to be doing January, but he was born in November.
Oh wow. Okay. Do you have maybe a date I can put down? Something.
For which one, the diagnosed date or the surgery date?
Right, for the diagnosis date.
Put like the 14th.
Okay. Alrighty. Was he diagnosed with NEC prior to eating the formula, or was it after eating the formula?
After using the formula. Before then, it was nothing wrong.
And now, what hospital actually diagnosed him?
St. Francis Medical Center, where he was born.
St. Francis Medical Center. Is that the one in Linwood, California?
Yes, off of Imperial Highway, East Imperial Highway.
Perfect. 3630 East Imperial Highway.
Yeah, that sounds right. I was like, wait, I don't think I know the numbers. Yeah, that sounds right.
Thank you. Go here. And then he was fed the Similac, and you are his mother, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and your son, he is still with us, correct?
Yes, thank God.
Amen. And you do have the authority to sign on his behalf, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
And just to be clear, from the point of him being born all the way up until when he was diagnosed, he never left the hospital, correct?
No.
Okay. And do you know of any other family, friends, neighbors who, was fed the NeoSure, who was also diagnosed with any NEC or anything like that?
No, like not really.
Okay. No worries. And do you have the birth
I know
certificate?
only some do it. Yes, I do.
Okay. And your son, could you go ahead and confirm your child's gender for me?
A male.
Male. And now, could you go ahead and spell out his first name for me?
Yes, it's ZHANE, Zane.
ZHANE.
Yes.
Perfect. And then for the last name?
Wells.
Rose.
Yes,
Like
WELLS. Like
WELLS.
Wells, yeah, like
Oh,
Wells
okay.
Fargo.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you spell your name Siakiva.
Yes.
Last name Jennings, JENNINGS.
Yes.
Perfect. Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me as well?
Female.
And now for your date of birth.
10/22/77.
1977. And now we do request the social from both you and your son. That way we can go ahead and pull the medical records. So starting with your
Okay.
son, what is his social?
It's 631-76-8284.
8284. And now for you.
559-49-8304.
And now I do have the email being, let's see, tolabrinsinlove@gmail.com. So,
Two Libras.
to Libras in Love. Perfect. tolabrinsinlove@gmail.com.
Yes.
Perfect. And then the phone number 323-914-1512.
Yes.
Okay. Can I go ahead and get your property address?
Yes, my home address.
Yes, ma'am.
It's 10910 Long Beach Boulevard, suite number 103-269 in Linwood, California, 90262.
Perfect. Thank you. And then can I go ahead and get the father's full name that's listed on the birth certificate?
Yes. Terry. T-E-R-R-Y. Let me see. I believe he spells it T-E-R-R-Y. I've always been putting it I for 13 years. I'm like, okay. Hold on one second. I'm sorry.
No worries.
I just want to make sure you do it right. I want to make sure everything's right. Yep, it's Y. T-E-R-R-Y.
Perfect.
Jones.
Jones. Okay. And now, were there any issues during the pregnancy, such as placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV AIDS, hypertensive disease, tobacco use, or illicit drug use?
No.
No. And now, your son, he was premature, correct?
Yes.
And he was born in California, correct?
Yes.
When was he admitted into the NICU?
Let me think back. I know he was in there for 15 days, and I want to say, like, let me see, because when he first was born, they didn't know the milk was messing with him for a minute, and then I know he was in hospitalized for 2 months and 1 week. He got out the second week of January. I maybe want to say about, I don't know, five to 10 days, somewhere in there.
Five to 10 days after being born?
Complication. Yeah. Because okay. I know he used the milk for about 15 days before they noticed, like, something was wrong. But since he was already born small, you know, he wasn't, like, ready to go home in 3 or 4 days or 2 days.
Right. Normal baby. Right, right. Okay. So it was a couple of days after, after he was born, he was admitted into the NICU, like 5 days or so after?
Yeah.
Okay. And when was he discharged? You said he was discharged the second week of February or January?
January.
Oh, January? Okay.
Yeah, 2017.
Okay.
I got the exact paperwork at home, but, you know, it's in here.
No worries.
Estimating probably off a day or two, but.
Once, you know, you actually speak to the attorneys in a law firm and basically, you know, get everything a little bit more, you know, detailed, you know, that's kind of, you know, the best point to have all the paperwork. But, you know, at least with me, right, I accept, you know, estimates and everything like that just to see, you know, if it even fits, right? So,
Okay.
So no worries there. Let's see here. Okay. And so did they start using the baby formula immediately when he was born?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
I wasn't going to breastfeed, so yeah.
And then you said they stopped about 15 days after that, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And so you did mention he had some vomiting earlier. Was it green vomit? Did he have swollen belly? Did he have trouble feeding?
Yeah, it was green.
Green vomit. Okay. And then he does, you mentioned he has bloody stools.
Yeah, okay. Breathing issues.
And some breathing issues. Okay. Let me ask you, did he have assisted ventilation at all?
You mean like ventilation, like if he can breathe somewhere or?
Right, right. Did they ever give him anything like that?
I don't know. I don't remember like signing anything or anything like that.
Gotcha.
I'm not quite sure about that one.
Did they have a, I know you said they did the intestinal related surgery, right? It's the laparotomy. Does that sound familiar to you?
I think that might sound right, yeah. Because you know, medical terminology words got me. Yeah, I know it'll be on my papers. So I was like, well, when I get those papers.
Right. So, to your knowledge, they went in and kind of got rid of all of the dead intestines and stuff like that.
Yeah. they told me that they were gonna he has still like a scar on the stomach or whatever, you know, from the cut, but they said that they went in his stomach and they removed all the dead tissues from the intestines, and then they said that they removed the fed formula. So I was like, well, what was that doing laying around?
When was the last time he had any NEC related surgery?
The surgery was he only had that one surgery, but when he was small.
Gotcha.
And that was the
And when was that in 2016?
Yeah.
2016 they did.
He did it. The surgery date was the third week of December. I think it was like the 18th.
Gotcha.
Or the 19th, one of those dates. But it was the third week of December 2016 for sure. I know that.
Gotcha. Do you remember the doctor's name?
His name was Andrew Florentino. Florentino? Yeah. Florentino. I think that's how you say it. A lot of people were just calling him Dr. A, so. I'm like, I can understand for the people that have like 13 letters in their last name.
Right. Let me see here. Okay. Let's see here. I'm actually, I'm from Long Beach. I'm in Orange County right now. So it's not too far from where you're at. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm familiar with it. so nothing there. Now we are actually just about done. Now I do request a emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family still receives this money. Who would you want to put down?
Okay. I guess I'll put down, let me see, it would be a good contact. Okay, I'll put down my daughter, my old daughter.
Daughter.
Her name is Rakeisha, R-A-K-E-I-S-H-A.
And her phone number.
Jennings.
323-684-684-4283. 4283.
Yeah. And then, so, okay, the L is LAPAROTOMY.
Okay, the laparotomy. Yep. Perfect.
Yeah, that's really, because I was like, wait a minute, let me see if I can pull up something on my phone.
And do you have,
having to schedule that.
Do you have your daughter's address at the moment or no?
Her address is, it's a 1275. East 108th Street in Los Angeles, California, 90059.
Gotcha. Okay. And so he did have that the laparotomy surgery. And that's a pretty common surgery, especially during, like, you know, the whole NEC stuff. Like, that's one of the more common ones, yeah. Well, everything is just about done. I do just want to verify spelling, verify I have everything correct here. So let's see, you were 32 weeks pregnant when you gave birth to your son. He was 4.1 ounce at birth. His date of birth is 11/29/2016, and he was diagnosed 12/14/2016. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. He was seen at the St. Francis Medical Center at the 3630 East Imperial Highway, Linwood, California, 90262. He was fed the Similac. You are his mother. Let's see here. You spell his name Zane, Z-H-A-N-E, last name Wells, W-E-L-L-S. His social 631-768284. Then you spell your name S-I-A-K-I-V-A, last name Jennings, J-E-N-N-I-N-G-S. Your date of birth is 10/22/77. Your social 559-498304. Your email address is 2librasinlove@gmail.com. Phone number 323-914-1512. Your property address is 10910 Long Beach Boulevard, Suite 103-269, Linwood, California, USA, 90262. We do have Terry Jones here, the father listed on the birth certificate. He was, your son was admitted into the NICU roughly 12/4/2016. He was discharged from the NICU roughly January 14th, 2017, the following month after. See, he did experience some green vomit, bloody stools, trouble breathing. He did have a laparotomy as well. And then we do have your daughter here, Rakisha, at the emergency contact. Her phone number, 323-684-4283. Her property address, 1275 East 108th Street, Los Angeles, California, 959. Did that all sound correct to you?
Absolutely.
All righty. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah, I know how to do that.
Perfect. I'm going to send you over a DocuSign now. That way you have it.
Okay. Now you can just sign it and hit submit.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And then once I get these back, I'll be able to send them up to the law firm. And basically at that moment, the law firm would take a look at it, make sure everything is, you know, accurate, make sure everything fits within their guideline. And then if
I got it and I'm letting you know I received it. I'm starting to look at it, but go ahead. I'm listening.
And so once they receive it, they'll take a look at it. They'll make sure everything is accurate. Then they'll give you a call. Now, that call can be within 3 days or it can be up to about a week or so. But during that call, during that call, they're just going to verify one more time with you that, you know, this is something you want to do and that the information is correct. During that moment, let's say, you know, everything goes well.
Now, I have
well.
A question here.
Mm-hmm.
When I sign this, do I sign my name and then put OBO Zane Wells? Because that's what they had me do when I signed the paper before I spoke with you. Mm-hmm. I put my name and then I put OBO Zane Wells. So do I need to do that here or do I need to just go ahead and put my signature?
No, just your signature. Mm-hmm. Just your signature is fine.
Okay.
And then once they accept your case, they'll be able to actually request the medical records and actually, you know, kind of get to working on your behalf. So.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm doing a DocuSign right now.
And then I'm sending you over a separate text message with my direct line. It's going to come from a 949 number.
Okay. I see it.
Perfect.
Just got there. So go ahead and hit everything, sign everything. Make sure. S. K. Okay. Adopt an initial. Initial. Signature. In here, sign, initials, okay, I think I signed everything, I'm going to go back up and make sure I hit all the spots, and then I'll go ahead and submit this over to you. Okay. Yep, okay, everything looks good, so I'll go ahead and hit finish. Okay, so you're done signing.
Yep, I just got
all
it back.
All parties have completed the. Okay.
Perfect. So I'm going to send this up to the law firm. You don't have to sign anything else. You know, you don't really have to do anything else regarding this process for a couple of days. And so.
Okay.
Let's say I'm going to say by Monday or Tuesday, I'm going to send you a text. Monday or Tuesday. If they have not called you by then, I'll, you know, talk to them, see if there's anything we can do to kind of hurry it up. You know, all you got to really do is kind of sit back, wait from the, you know, for them to call. And once they do call, you'll verify that information one last time. And, you know, as once they say, you know, okay, this is something we can do, then, you know, you're going to have that legal representation from the law firm. And the law firm you're working with is Pulaski Law Firm. They're based out of Texas.
Okay, I just saw the text message.
Perfect. Okay, yep. And that phone number, that 909 number, is going to be the number that they call you from. So if you see a random number, random 909 number, you're like, who is this? It's probably the law firm, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
It's
going to
be a regular number.
Yeah, it's a regular. Yep, it's going to be a regular number. Yep. Do you have any questions, comments, or concerns for me or anything?
No. You've been the best.
All right. I appreciate that. I do appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Have a blessed
one. I feel good when somebody tell you you did a good job.
It always does. It always does.
Yeah.
But I'm in California, you know, just like you. So if you have any questions, we're in the same time zone. I'm here 8 to 5, so Monday to Friday. So you can call me, text me, whenever, and hopefully I can answer any questions you might have, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course. You have a blessed rest of your week.
You too, thank you.
Thank you.